This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, a former residential school that took in First Nations children has been deemed a National Historic Site. A bill to help so-called kinship caregivers is moving through the New Mexico State House, and Native American business interests respond to the Trump administration. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. A former residential school in British Columbia has been designated a National Historic Site. It's the former Kamloops Indian Residential School, where in 2021, a radar survey found roughly 200 potential unmarked graves. More from Dan Karpinchuk. Insert Karpinchuk spot here, coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. An estimated 40,000 children in New Mexico were raised by grandparents or a relative in 2024, according to that state's Aging and Long-Term Services Department. A bill in the New Mexico legislature would create a pilot program to assist these kinship caregivers. Reporter Jeanette DeDios has more. Insert DeDios story here. Coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. And on this day in 1806, the Lewis and Clark expedition were near what would become known as the Oregon coast. They lost a canoe and sent an interpreter to buy two from the Clatsops. They also described fish later identified as the sockeye salmon and steelhead trout, which was new to science at that time. And they also mentioned the Indians eating starry flounder. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios in Eugene, Oregon.